think, first of all, the County Council should do a response. I have already got an agreement with the North and West Regional Assembly, and they're actually doing a response themselves. But most importantly, it is the users, the customers, the people in Donegal need to go on the web page of the National Transport Authority and make submissions. It's a bit of a questionnaire. Shouldn't take more than 5 or 10 minutes, and just talks about the, you know, how often you use buses and so on and so forth and this type of thing. But it will help to get a picture, because there'll be no point in talking about it later on when these decisions are made.
Yeah, as you say, there's no point shouting about it after the fact. This is a real opportunity for people to make their case known. And as you say, that Donegal is very unique in the sense of a lack of public transport.
Yeah, well, look, the way I look at it is, most government services, like our major hospitals, government buildings, and quite a few things like that, and some of our universities, okay, we have LYT now, but a lot of your universities in Galway and Dublin, students are finding it very difficult to get down there early in the morning. You cannot get to Dublin for a hospital appointment early in the morning. And you can't get to some of these universities in Galway and Dublin from parts of Donegal early in the morning. So they need to look at the timetables, the routes, and the ticketing. The ticketing should go right through, as I say, like door to door, or at least village to door. And I also believe as well, I think it's very important, there should be some kind of customer's charter out there, because there's an awful lot of buses been cancelled last minute, leaving people stranded.